Hi, this is Lynn Alencion. I'm the president of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of Orange Chamber Chat, the radio voice for the Orange County Chamber. I'm very excited today because our guest is Lisa Gubernick, vice president at M&T Bank.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Lisa. And you're also one of our board members and a chair of our Minority and Women's Committee and very involved in the community. So I'm really looking forward to what we're going to be talking about today.
Me too.
So according to your website, M&T has been in business for over 150 years, which is a very, very long time for a bank. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the bank's mission and the principles?
Absolutely. We've had forever consistent principles, and that's one of the things I love about working for this company. So our tenets are we succeed when our customers do. Through experience, hard work, and understanding what's important to our customers, we guide them to achieve their financial goals mm-hmm. and their business objectives. And that's how we build long-term relationships with our customers and within the communities that we serve. So we strive to be the best place our employees ever work, the best bank our customers ever do business with, and the best investment our shareholders ever make.
See, I'm intrigued by that because you're a bank. So banks have this very bad rap, very bad stereotype that it's not about relationships. It's a very, almost a cold, sterile relationship, if it's a relationship at all, very transactional. And what you've just said about the employees, about the shareholders, and about the customers, that you're very concerned and very intentional about how each of those components of this business are treated. And this has been going on for over 150 years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the people that we deal with have always been in the forefront of our mission. So in terms of what makes us different from other banks, mm-hmm. as you're alluding to, we have a history of strength and stability. We've actually been profitable for 150 consecutive quarters over 37 straight years. And if you look at what the industry has recently been through, mm-hmm. there was an entire collapse from mm-hmm. 2008 of this industry.
Didn't seem to have affected you very much.
No. And that's because the bank is run with consistent principles. And we didn't get out there and do tremendously risky things when everyone was jumping on that wagon. We stuck to our knitting. We stuck what we know how to do. We remained within the communities that we know and the people that we know. And we were able to come out of that in a phenomenal rose-colored way. So it's just something to be really, really proud of.
Well, you should be very proud of that. I'm sure your customers are thrilled to pieces, not just proud, but thrilled to pieces that the bank wasn't taken over, the bank didn't collapse, and the bank didn't have to be bailed out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we're actually positioned well to acquire other institutions that may have not have fared so well, but it's all in the spirit of getting out there and helping and doing the right thing for the community at large.
So that's the fact that you're concerned about the goals of your customers and not just having them make deposits, but the fact that you are concerned about what their goals are and that you try to meet their goals within the institutional framework and you've done it successfully and the stability to have been able to weather the Great Recession with such stability and to come out of it even better and stronger is huge.
And something else that we're really proud of is the tenure of our employees. So at the management group level, the average tenure is actually 22 years that those people have been with the bank. Branch managers, is the average tenure is 15 years. And for tellers, the average tenure is 9 years. So we have extraordinary people working in M&T who consistently go above and beyond to outperform and overcome any challenge that comes our way.
Those are very long-term employees in really any industry. You know, you don't see that anymore. Maybe in the 30s or the 40s or maybe in the 50s, you would see that type of long-term employee tenure, but not anymore. Why is that? What sets M&T apart so that people want to work there and it becomes you know, a family. It's their life. That's mm-hmm. what they're not looking to jump ship or go someplace else. What distinctive? What makes that distinctive?
So I'll talk about myself personally okay. and my mm-hmm. own journey. I've actually been with M&T for 18 years. So as soon as I graduated from college, I came aboard with M&T. And a little history about myself. In college, I was actually an English literature major with an education minor. And M&T goes out to schools and they recruit at specifically liberal arts institutions. And they look for people with diverse and varied backgrounds.
Not just accounting.
Exactly. Which was great because the second I read about M&T's description and about specifically the job of branch manager, it was all about coaching the staff and working with customers. And I remember saying to the interviewer, you'd pay me to do that because I do that for free.
Whoa.
So it was a great fit right from mm-hmm. the beginning. And M&T has given me extraordinary leadership training. And that's something that I take very seriously. So I started as a branch manager down in New York City. And I moved to the Hudson Valley to do a regional manager mm-hmm. job. So I oversaw 18 branches in the Hudson Valley. And I did that job for 9 years. And then I moved over to business banking about 3 years mm-hmm. ago. Currently, I'm a team leader, and I oversee a team of 4 relationship managers. And ever since the beginning, I have been incredibly impressed by the leadership of this company. And they're the same people today that they were when I started 18 years ago. So when I started, I've always had exposure to senior management, mm-hmm. and senior management knows me by name. And the reputation that I've built has followed me with those people. And I've always had people looking out for me at the top of the house since the beginning. And I've always been tremendously impressed with everyone. And the reason for that is because they're very smart, they're very sharp mm-hmm. people, but there's literally no ego. And that's something that makes M&T very different, because I find these people very inspiring, mm-hmm. but also very accessible.
Well, that's when you're speaking about the tenure of these people and then the longstanding relationships you have with the customers mm-hmm. and how you've been able to weather these storms and that there's stability and stability. And then for you to still know the higher managers and the people who are, you know, at the higher level, the higher staffing level, that they still have followed you and that they're still concerned about you and that they still are intentioned towards you.
Mm-hmm.
For a bank, that's not usually what you hear.
Right, exactly. And that's why I tell that story over and over again. Mm-hmm. I tell it very honestly because mm-hmm. it's what I truly believe. Mm-hmm. And I've always been inspired by great leadership. And it makes me want to be a better leader. The way I see it is my team doesn't work for me. I work for my team.
Mm-hmm. It's the upside down pyramid.
Exactly. And I need to be strong for them. Mm-hmm. And I need to be a resource for them. And whatever it is that they need, that's what I want to give back to them. And the coaching that I've received, the training that I've received, is always about the person, mm-hmm. right? So it goes back to what you say about the relationship. Mm-hmm. It's about the employees and what drives them and what makes them tick and how can we get extraordinary performance out of everyone in the company.
But when you're concerned about your employee and they sense that your intent towards them is to serve, mm-hmm. then what happens is that the authority that you have over them is legitimized mm-hmm. and validated mm-hmm. because it's not self-serving.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, as you know, with employees or any staff, volunteers, when there is a sense of validation and valuation, mm-hmm. people feel that they're free to explore the best ways of doing things, mm-hmm. that they're valued, but also the service that they provide to other people. They model mm-hmm. what they see, and then that is almost, they're almost like a vessel for that.
Exactly.
And then it goes to the next person. And you said about relationship managers. Mm-hmm. And I'm intrigued by that. I'm really intrigued by that because, mm-hmm. again, that's not the sense that we have from a bank of having a relationship with our customers. What mm-hmm. does that look like? What is a relationship manager?
So it's someone who truly understands what's important to you as the client. Mm-hmm. So in terms of a bank, we have a powerhouse, and we've been around a long time, and we are what you would call a super regional bank. So we have tremendous resources that mm-hmm. we can bring to the clients. But that's not what makes us different. Mm-hmm. What makes us different is when I sit down with you as a client and ask you questions about what's important to you. Mm-hmm. So we have two ears and one mouth, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure everybody's heard that before, but we try and stick to that, and we try and ask questions. We mm-hmm. try and profile what's important to you. What stage of the game are you in? Are you starting? Are you mm-hmm. looking to sunset? Where are you in your stage? And then we tailor solutions towards the people sitting in front of us. That's what makes us different. You can go to any bank and get a checking account or get mm-hmm. a loan, but you can't deal with somebody who perhaps has been there for 18 mm-hmm. years or has a management group behind them that's mm-hmm. been there 22 years, that knows the institution, that believes in the institution. You know, we always want to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And whether that's for our employees or our shareholders or our customers, that's the bottom line. Do the right thing.
Well, so what, if you're able to do that and you're doing the right thing, so then you know your customers. So if mm-hmm. your customer calls up and says, listen, I need this, you're able to tailor it because you're already mm-hmm. familiar with them.
Exactly, because we have that relationship. Right. And we take that very seriously. You know, when we have a relationship with someone that's long term, you know, they call us and mm-hmm. say, jump, we say, how high?
Really? Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And it's like, now how many branches are there with, so where are you? Because you said the word super regional. I mm-hmm. don't know what that means. Yep. What does that mean?
So we actually started in 1856 in Buffalo through the trading on the lakes up there. Currently, we have over 700 branches through seven states. So New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia.
It's mid-Atlantic.
Exactly. We're all throughout that footprint. Locally, in Orange County specifically, we have seven branches, mm-hmm. and we also have ATMs in all of the local quick checks. So you can see us in there.
I've seen you when I go into the quick check in Goshen.
Yep, absolutely. So we're right there.
2 o'clock in the morning because I need a sub.
No comment.
And I've used that ATM on a number of occasions.
So I actually, I personally am based in Newburgh, mm-hmm. But really I say that I'm based in my car because I cover Orange, Ulster, and Sullivan, mm-hmm. and I love driving around and being in my car and driving to the different relationship managers and different clients and building new relationships and fortifying old ones.
But that's wonderful. Now, you had mm-hmm. said about checking accounts, and I know in banking they use the word product, and I never mm-hmm. really think of a checking account or a savings account as a product, but mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. What other products? What does M&T offer?
So I'll go through a quick list. Again, we truly offer everything a client could ever want. So from personal banking to commercial banking, from deposit to lending opportunities, cash management, in-house merchant services. So they don't have to go outside of the house and their funds can be available quicker. We have online platforms, credit cards, foreign exchange through Wilmington Trust Services.
The exchange, is that at every branch or do they have to go to say Newburgh?
So foreign exchange as a whole is just more on the international trade mm-hmm. side and that type of thing. But we also have wealth management services, mm-hmm. investments mm-hmm. and insurance and pretty much anything anyone could ever look for in a financial institution we can offer. But typically we revert back to what mm-hmm. impacts your life and what are you looking for and how can we help bring that powerhouse to you?
So you have an awful lot of services that you provide to mm-hmm. people.
Absolutely.
And you're in the mid-Atlantic. So even mm-hmm. for having, how many branches did you have?
700.
700. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you said, but I thought, mm-hmm. that's a lot. That's a yep. lot of branches. but even for 700 branches, you're mid-Atlantic. Mm-hmm. But you have a huge, a plethora, a menu mm-hmm. of services that you provide.
Mm-hmm.
Huge,
absolutely
huge. Now, with the bank, you're also involved with the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
M&T has been a longstanding chamber member,
mm-hmm.
and you're one of our corporate partners, and mm-hmm. you're on our board,
mm-hmm.
and you've been a very, very strong supporter of the chamber for many years, back to 1967, I believe.
Mm-hmm. See, we're consistent.
You are consistent. You are consistent. That's a very long time. 1967.
Mm-hmm.
That was long before there was one chamber. There were two chambers.
Yep.
And you've recently become a corporate partner. Mm-hmm. Why did you become a corporate partner with the chamber?
So we've developed great long-term relationships through the events at the chamber. And I can speak personally. I've developed really strong, supportive, mutually beneficial relationships from, you know, the Women in Business Mixer I came to 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with our folks, we tell our people to get involved in the things that they're passionate about. And if they're not passionate about something, don't spend your time
mm-hmm.
there. You know, go and spend your time where you want to spend your time. And the chamber is just so vast in terms of the networking opportunities that it provides, in terms of the web, that there's just so many connections there. And every event, you can feel the energy, and you always meet great new people, and you continue to forge the bonds with the people that you already know. And it's just a great atmosphere. But not only is it just relationship building, but you're also out there trying to make a difference and trying to navigate change and trying to represent Orange County in the best way possible. So for me personally, that's something that I can get behind. And that's why I wanted to do more with the chamber, get more involved in the board. And then I saw the opportunity mm-hmm. for the Women in Business and Minority Owned Business Committee. And I said, that's something I can definitely get into.
And, you know, you've taken that over. And the last meeting, as we had said earlier, I was coming in from another meeting and I'm walking in and there's people out in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked in and the place was packed.
Yeah.
You did a fabulous job on your first meeting.
I don't know if I could take credit for that yet, but
but it's a very, very vital a committee, because we help with the certifications,
mm-hmm.
which is very important. If somebody is accepting federal funds or state funds,
mm-hmm.
there's a benchmark for that. So
mm-hmm.
I know with Montrain, they're looking mm-hmm. to us to help fill some of the spaces that they have. So,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, just the support, because for women in business, they need that support. They need the mentoring. There still
mm-hmm.
are a lot of glass ceilings that are out there,
mm-hmm.
even if the larger society may not always see them.
Mm-hmm.
For a woman in business to know that there's support of other women that are out there that can be supportive,
mm-hmm.
and with minorities,
mm-hmm.
it's huge. So I know that with the chamber, that's a very big support that we offer. And we also mm-hmm. have the revolving loan fund mm-hmm. that your committee mm-hmm. Administers.
Yep.
And
so what we it was so exciting. And for me, it was my first meeting as co-chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been to that meeting several times in the past. And it's always been a very lively group of people. But it was very exciting for me to walk in knowing that, okay, we can take this wherever we want to. And then you look around the room and there's 15 people who showed up to say, I want to do something
mm-hmm.
and I want to make a difference. And there's nothing more energizing to me than that. So there was some really great discussion around all of those priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And what we said was, okay, let's divide up into subgroups so that each of these priorities gets the proper attention. And then we asked people to head up those subgroups, and then we put it back out to say, whoever wants to join in, please join a specific subgroup. And then at our next meeting, we're going to ask for those subgroups to actually share with us their goals and objectives. So we really want to take it to an execution level, right? We've done a lot of discussion
mm-hmm.
and we want to say, okay, what are we going to put out there that's real?
Right.
When is it going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it going to look like?
And that's very valuable, because it's very easy to fly at 50,000 feet
mm-hmm.
and it's very easy to look down and say, oh, this is bad and this is awful and this needs to be worked on. But to actually translate that
mm-hmm.
and execute
mm-hmm.
that is invaluable, because it's action. Things are getting done and things will be changing. And I know
mm-hmm.
the committee has a big month coming up in June.
Yes, absolutely.
And what is that?
So Women in Business Month in June is something that the committee has typically championed, and M&T actually sponsors that particular month. So in terms of events that are going on June 11th, we have a breakfast with a special guest speaker, Julieta Ross, who happens to be the Chief Technology Officer at M&T. She has a phenomenal resume and some very interesting hobbies. So I'll leave it at that. More to come. There's a mixer on June 16th at Pamela's on the Newburgh mm-hmm. waterfront.
That's a very cool place.
Yep. And always a great crowd mm-hmm. comes out for that. And then we also have a golf outing on June 23rd at Winding Hills. And we're still fine-tuning some of the more educational seminar-based mm-hmm. events that will come in June as well.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned subgroups. What are some mm-hmm. of those? What are some of those subgroups?
So we have the Women in Business subgroup, who is going to focus on fine-tuning those mm-hmm. particular events in June. We've got the certification and funding mm-hmm. subgroup. So those are the people that are going to be dealing with that piece so that we can be responsive to the needs as mm-hmm. they come up. We've got the mentoring subgroup.
I think that's wonderful.
Yep. So they will be championing what that looks like and assigning mentor and mentee relationships. And lastly, we have the marketing piece. How do we brand ourselves? Mm-hmm. How do we separate ourselves? And how do we get back out to the people so that they know who we are and get them into to help?
And that's very, very important, is the branding and the marketing mm-hmm. of all of this. The mentorship component of it is something that has been needing to be done in a structured way. We all tend to mentor each other in a very informal way, but there needs to be more formality. So I'm very excited about that, because there's so many times where people will call up and they'll need something more than an ambassador, mm-hmm. or they'll need something more, because that's specific to the chamber. That's to help mm-hmm. you navigate through the chamber. Those aren't mm-hmm. business mentors or business advisors. And we have SCORE and there's SBDC, but it's just mm-hmm. really nice. It would be really nice and invaluable, very productive, to have another woman come alongside and say, look, I've been there. I know how to do this. Or, mm-hmm. you know, make a left turn. Don't make a right turn. Mm-hmm. Do this. Check out these resources. Mm-hmm. Because there's, again, that gets back to the whole word relationship. Mm-hmm. That is what you were speaking about with M&T. Mm-hmm. And that's really what a chamber is. When I look at a chamber, I see my role as a traffic cop. I just basically put people together, put people in front of each other, and that's really why people come to a chamber. Mm-hmm. There, people are very good at what they do. They just need the skills and the expertise to do it. Mm-hmm. Almost like a loan. Sometimes you need that loan, so mm-hmm. to go to the bank for that. Mm-hmm. And we have, we have the revolving loan fund at the chamber. That's been, I don't want to say it hasn't been as active as it possibly could be. So mm-hmm. I welcome mm-hmm. the fact that there's going to be more of an active role with that.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, can you just give us a little bit about Julieta Ross, a mm-hmm. little bit about, you said that she is
the Chief Technology Officer.
And what does that mean?
So she essentially is responsible for the computer systems across all of the different divisions of M&T Bank. So I've heard folks talk about technology as an iceberg in some instances. And you can really only see the tip of the iceberg. And that's new technology and mobile phones and mm-hmm. iPads and all that kind of cool stuff. But there is so much more beneath that as well. As you can imagine, a bank gets cybersecurity is
yeah,
a very
huge,
very huge topic for us. There are tons of people that spend their whole day just dealing with fending off those predators. Mm-hmm. And we have a fortress because we have such essential information. And we feel that we on the front line are responsible for a lot of that security and raising the red flag when we see things that don't look quite right. right. And risk management is something that we take very, very, very seriously. So, but back to Julieta. So she is the chief technology officer, and she's looked at our company and said, you know, we can, we may be able to do things a little bit differently and move change along at a rapid pace. And that's been very inspiring for all of us. You know, she's got amazing credentials. She has a PhD in engineering.
And oh, my word.
She has tremendous educational background behind her. But she also does some very interesting things in her spare time through her non-for-profit work. As we all get involved, like we said, out there in the community, there is an overpopulation of pythons down in southern Florida, and she's been able to go out and do a little bit of hunting on those pythons.
Python hunting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she has a PhD in engineering.
Yep.
She's the chief technology officer, which is essentially the warrior queen, mm-hmm. the cyber warrior queen. Mm-hmm. And she hunts pythons.
Correct.
I cannot wait to hear her at this breakfast, because that is going to be phenomenal. Because it's just, you know, when we have the conversations with people, we find out just how much depth there are to people. Mm-hmm. So many times we just see a little shallow piece and we don't understand, and we never have the opportunity to see mm-hmm. exactly what's going on underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk about some things that are coming up with the chamber, and you're on our board, so you mm-hmm. are aware of that. We mm-hmm. have May 14th is our membership breakfast with Dawn Ansbrough, who's the president of the Orange County Arts Council. She will be the breakfast speaker, and that's sponsored by Ulster Savings Bank. What's interesting with the Arts Council is that there's such an economic impact with the arts. There's $33 million of economic impact that comes into Orange County alone with the arts. So I'm really looking forward to what she has to say.
If I can just put in a plug mm-hmm. there, I used to be president of that board, and I've worked with the Arts Council for a good six mm-hmm. years now, and they are just an extraordinary group of very cool people.
They are very cool.
So
I think that their annual dinner is one of the coolest because it's at Umbra, mm-hmm. so it's in a sound stage. Mm-hmm. What we do, something else that we do every year, is a electronics recycling at the chamber and advanced recovery. We'll once again be doing that on Friday and Saturday, May 22nd and 23rd, and the times for that will be announced. It's very important to be able to recycle your electronics responsibly instead of just, you know, dumping it into the nearest creek or leaving it at the side of the road, because and also there's a lot of sensitive information on computers that people don't take off. So Advanced Recovery is a member, and they will be making sure that everything is clean and that things are taken care of and recycled responsibly. On Thursday, May 28th, we have our 17th annual Orange Open Golf Tournament, and that's co-hosted by the Chamber and the United Way of Dutchess and Orange Region. And corporate sponsors will be competing for the Rally Cup, which honors Rich Rally, the brains behind the Orange Open. Rich brought the idea to the Chamber many years ago. It was 17 years ago, and he's supported it ever since. This year, we are playing golf in his honor. And we still have corporate sponsorships that are open. You can have a foursome at the Powelton Club in Newburgh, and there's a lot of other perks. There's always a mixer for the sponsors, and that will be on Thursday, April 23rd at the Chamber. We have some beautiful space upstairs, and that is catered by Jimmy Loughran from Loughran's over in Salisbury Mills. Fabulous restaurant. It's free admission. It's for the sponsors. Make a reservation because space is limited, and people can contact Andrea at the Chamber to sign on as a sponsor to play or to attend the mixer. We're also planning our brand new expo on September 17th, and there's going to be a lot of really good things with that. We're looking to shake that one up quite a lot. And for any chamber event, you can register online at orangeny.com or simply call Andrea at 845-457-9700. And there's another event that's going to be coming up on Friday, May 1st, with one of our members, Nora Cronin. And that's Letters Live Hudson Valley. And this will be bringing letters from throughout the centuries to life. There'll be local performers who will read famous and not so famous letters written by some some historians and some very notable voices. And that will be Friday, May 1st, 2015, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the lobby at the Ritz Theater on Broadway. And for more information or for tickets, you can go to www.noracroninpresentationacademy.org or call 567-0708. And Lisa, I just need you to give us the contact information for the bank.
Sure.
Should somebody want a relationship manager and get involved in this?
Yes. So anyone can reach me directly at 845-562-8453, or my email address is lrocha@mtb.com, which was my maiden name, LROCHA@mtb.com, or our website, www.mtb.com.
Very good. Thank you very much. And you can contact the chamber at www.orangeny.com or call us at 845-457-9700. I want to thank you so much, Lisa, for being with us today, and encourage everybody to check out all the great stuff that goes on at M&T Bank. Get your own relationship manager. It's a wonderful bank, been around for a long time, very stable. And I want to thank you for joining us on this Friday, and we'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Lynn.